Doug, when the season started, people were gnashing their teeth about the turnover in the offensive line. You know, guys you lost, and who you got, and then you lose Donald, and then you lose Allen. And how is this offensive line? I mean, I was always told it takes 2-3 years for an offensive line to. How have they done this in 8 weeks? What have you guys done to have guys, one guy in his position from last year?
You know, it just comes down to each individual player making a conscious effort to just get the job done, bottom line. And these guys have really formed. You know, Mike McGlynn came at the end of training camp. I mean, he was right there at the end, and we threw him in the last game. And, you know, now he's been starting for us the whole year. And, you know, Rodney has been the glue of that group, and communication is vital. And like I said, these guys they take it to heart. I mean, there's no flash with these guys. I mean, they come out here every day to work, and they get better and get better as a unit. And you know, you win and lose football games with your offensive line, and you know, they've done a great job here in the last few weeks.
To follow that up, we've talked about, you know, Rams had a couple, you know, with Quinn and those guys, and the Jets, you know, with who they had. How about this Buffalo front? Where does this measure up with what they faced, and what's going to make it even tougher for them?
Yeah, by far this will be the best front we've seen, you know, up to date. I mean, this is a good group. This is an active group. They got some guys that can rush the passer. They're very active with the linebacker crew. They, you know, not a ton of blitzing, but yet they don't have to, because they're active with their front four. And it's another challenge, you know, for our guys up front. They welcome the opportunity, and you know, we're going up to their place, and you know, these guys are playing well. Buffalo's playing well, and you know, we just got to handle our business. And again, it starts with those guys, you know.
What's the key against Buffalo to putting your offense in position to be successful?
I think one of the biggest things we have to do is it becomes an execution game, bottom line. You know, it becomes our execution and you know, not turning the ball over, and, you know, not getting in third and long situations, and allowing that D-line to get after your passer. And, you know, the ability, it's a good run-stopping defense, but yet we got to have the, you know, the patience and the ability to continue to run the ball. Alex has got to be efficient on first and second down and keep ourselves, you know, third and manageable, and then stay on the field on third down. Convert those third downs. We've done a good job, you know, so far of converting third down and you know, keeping our offense on the field. And then, you know, the red zone becomes important. Once you get down there, again, you're on the road. You know, touchdowns become vital, and you know, over field goals. So take care of the football, cut down the penalties, execution. And we'll see what happens.
Doug, Donnie Avery's back to practice. I'm assuming he's still a week and away, at least, from being able to play. But what have you guys missed without him in the lineup?
You know, you, with his speed and ability, you do miss the opportunity of, you know, the deep threat with him. He's got great speed. And, you know, you miss the veteran leadership out there with him, you know, being around. And it's good to have him back out on the practice field this week and being around the guys again. And, you know, it's a great learning tool, I think, and a great a mentor for guys like, you know, Frankie and AJ and guys that have got some more playing time in his absence.
Does Jenkins not give you that deep threat that Donnie does?
No, he does. He does. And you know, it's kind of a you know, it's two guys that can kind of do the same thing. And so it's kind of by committee a little bit at that position. But AJ does give you the ability to stretch the defense. And with Donnie, it's just it's a matter of having a little bit of a veteran guy that's had some game experience out there on the field with you.
AJ been starting for, I think it's 4 weeks. You know, the production really hadn't been there. Has this been good for him? I mean, is he a better player now than he was a month ago because of all the snaps he's getting?
Just the ability to get out there and play and start and gives him confidence, one, each and every week to go out there. So when the ball comes his way, it gives him, you know, the ability to make plays. You know, we just got to continue, and Alex has to continue to trust and throw the ball his way and still continue to get him involved. You know, at the end of the day, a lot of guys are touching the football. There's a lot of targets, you know, at the end of the game. So we got to continue to do that.